Yo, welcome to the Two Broke NYC podcast. This right here is Johnny Facts.
And your boy Axel Flex. What's up, everybody?
Yo, today is an interesting day, my man. Today is an interesting day. You know why?
Why is that?
Well, this day, or well, actually this month, last payphone has been removed from the city.
Dude. I was looking at that news article. It's crazy how times are changing. We're just seeing it happen in front of our eyes. I can't even believe it got removed. Now that it's like, just thinking about it again, I still can't believe it.
Dude, I thought the city was going to keep a few of them just for the novelty of it, you know? Just a novelty.
It was like a staple. It would just be there. People would use it. I mean, of course, people moved on and they got cell phones. People don't really use it anymore, but I thought it'd be kind of like London, where they still have those red telephone booths, because it's like a staple for tourists, but now the people are gone.
I remember the days of me using those payphones, man. Like, I was that guy in high school that didn't have a phone, and I was that random number. That all my friends would pick up, and they know it's me because I call frequently enough, at a good or odd hour. They know it's me, and I'll be like, "Hey, yo, dude, yo, I'm at the spot right here. You coming?"
Dude, your friend is lucky. Some random creep didn't call to pretend that they're you know, Johnny Facts, and then they lure your friend out to like could be some retreat, and then your friend get kidnapped. You go to school the next day, they go, "What boy is that?"
Well, one, I think they would recognize my voice, and they would know I would address them by their names and all that.
I mean, I don't know about that. Like, the phone quality wasn't the highest. You know, they could have mistaken you for anybody.
I think my friends are smarter than that. You know, I'm not really expecting.
You know what would be crazy?
What?
You pick up a payphone, right? You make a call, but somehow the payphone will link to other payphones, and somebody just listening.
Well, that's the government. I don't know what you're talking about. That's the government.
Just some random dude on Manhattan board, you know, they did a lot of
that. Well, he's getting entertained, though, right? That's all I can say.
He's listening to the Johnny and the boys is heading up to Burger King at this street at 5 p.m. Interesting. I'll call them. 405 and let them know that I changed plans and get another Burger King. You know, that's how he got you. That's how he fits you guys.
Well, fortunately, that didn't happen.
I guess that's probably why the city took it down, you know? That didn't happen. Other than that, I don't know why else they took it down. I'm not sure.
Oh, I know the reason. Technology, man. New York City is becoming more high tech than it has ever been. You know?
I don't even know what's next. Like, what do you think is really next at this point?
Well, dude, think about this. The subway, look at the subway, right? We went from coins to a card, and now we're just doing electronic payments.
Yeah. Dude, do you even trust that? That's a good thing, bro. Do you trust using your credit card or your Apple Pay or Android Pay on that thing?
I don't. But it's the same conversation with people talking about Uber, you know? It's like, do you trust the people that you'd be using Uber and Lyft with?
Yeah,
but then after a while, you're just using it.
I'm pretty sure, you know, like the old heads like us, and then this boy was practically the old head that won't trust us. But the MTA is going to phase it out. They're going to be like, oh, gotta move on with the card. Your debit card, your whatever card has, what do they call contactless pay or whatever?
Yeah, tap.
Yeah. But the one thing I was wondering is, what do you do when you have a weekly unlimited or a monthly unlimited with that thing?
Well, dude, you didn't see the signs in the subway where it says every six trip you get a no, every 6 weeks or something like that, you get a one week free, something like that.
Yeah,
don't quote me, but I know it's like if you go take the train a certain amount of time, so you get like a free trip.
$120 something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you could go down and ride the train 45 times in one day.
Well, then, what I'm thinking is most likely they're going to make an app, right? You get an app on, and then you pick what type of status you want. You want the monthly status, the weekly status, or you just simply just have the one-day trip status, which is...
If
the MTA does use that, I'm trademarking that. That is my idea. I'm getting that piece of the pie. I said it right here on this podcast. I'm getting that piece of the pie. If I see an app coming...
I'm sorry to break this to you, Johnny. I was just about to say, MTA is behind the times on that, because Long Island Railroad's been doing that. New Jersey Transit. There's just an app on your phone. You just pay on the app and you get on.
Can you just let a man dream? Can you just let a man just dream of being able to trademark just a one idea, and because of that idea, if someone uses it, he can just get that money?
I want you to dream, but I want you to dream successful dreams. I don't want you to waste time on an unsuccessful one. So that way, if you dream a successful one, you get the money to share with your boys, you know?
Of course, dude, once I get that money, of course I'm going to share it, man. Of course I'm going to share it.
But I'm saying, you gotta go for the ones that work, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but yo, the city's become more high-tech, man. Like, sooner or later, the Metro cards are going to be phased out. They're going to get phased out, and any card you have on you is just going to be a thing you show your grandchildren. You know, just
dude,
like...
What was that? Shit, was it like 90s or 80s? You ever watch a show, I think it was the Jetsons? Like the flying cars?
Yes.
Have you ever watched that?
Yes.
I've been waiting for our society to catch up with that. That's all I'm waiting for.
Well, dude... That's gonna take a long while, because the closest thing you got to a hoverboard is just a plank with two wheels on it, and they call it a hoverboard, dude.
I know, but come on, man, you know Elon Musk
gotta catch up. Yeah. Oh man, when I think of those things, man, I keep remembering seeing Mike Tyson, you know, try to get on that, and he just fell. Mike Tyson, Big Mike.
So, Johnny, well, the other thing that I was thinking about, too, with all the stuff going back on in New York, is back in the office, dude. We are finally back in the office. How does it feel, buddy?
Dude, I like going outside and all that, you know what I'm saying? But I'm too comfortable where I was at. I was too comfortable, man. Too comfortable.
Dude,
I think people are either into the hybrid or just, let me just work from home, man. Like, I want to be my jammies. I want to be my jammies working.
Like, I feel like you get so much more done when you work from home. Me personally, I get more work done for my actual job, right? But then I can do miscellaneous house things at the same time. You know, throw food on the stove, cook some food, you know, put the laundry to wash, like all these chores that I have to do after work, and then once work's done, now I have more time to do other things. I feel like I'm so much more productive at that.
Dude, you don't gotta take a day off just to have your pipe cleaned by a plumber. You don't gotta take a day off just to have your AC fixed because you don't buy a new one, especially for summer coming up.
That's the thing. Like, there's some jobs that I agree you have to be in person to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's some jobs or certain duties you have to be there to do. You have to be together, be in the office. But then, same thing. There are some of those jobs where you don't have to be in the office every single day, but the employers and the managers and the bosses, they look at it one-sided. You gotta be in the office, which I don't understand that. That's why I'm curious from all the listeners, like, for the ones that want to work in the office every day, even if your job could be conducted remotely, what's your take on it? What's your rationale, I guess? That's what I'm really curious about.
Well, we're gonna find out. You know, we're gonna find out on Twitter. We might find out on Instagram, you know what I'm saying? But you know, it's also interesting, man. Yo, graffiti's are coming back, man. Graffiti's coming back.
Speaking of graffiti, I was in Manhattan yesterday, right? I was street. I think I was on West 19th Street, walking down the block. I just see this old abandoned. I think the building was still active. But like a older building, and it hasn't been modernized yet.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just like a crap ton of graffiti all over the building. And just looking at that building is like a flashback in time. And then you look to the right, you look to the left, and like recently developed within like the past, I guess, 10 years. You know, these buildings got renovated and it looks super new and modern. And then right in the middle, I feel like it's dead smack in the middle block, just like graffiti all over the building. Very, very rare to see that.
It's a nice little reminder of just New York hasn't been fully changed, you know? Fully hasn't been changed. But
I feel like, you know it's crazy? I feel like New York has changed the most, though, in about the past, like, 3 to 4 years.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. How I feel taking the train? Well, I feel that taking the train is a bit annoying. It's a bit annoying right now because I'm still wearing a mask, you know. Because you know, there's things in the air. You start realizing how what's the word? How you're now more focused on. On things being clean, you know, like when you see a person cough now, you're like, ew,
yeah.
You know,
like, you know, it's a factor of, it's like a combination of that, and then something's always been true, right? We've never had a clean subway in Manhattan, or in New York City, and we never will.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like now it's even more dirty. Like, how is that even possible, man? Especially when cleanliness is like a big deal. It's just more dirty, I don't understand that.
Dude, when COVID was happening, man, the subway was more clean than it ever was before it even noticed. Like almost like every station be cleaning the seats, the floors, even the monitors, everything, bro, everything. Yeah.
See
that in the future?
In the near future. Mask off on the subway.
Give me 2 years.
Yeah, like, that's a lot. You know, I feel like then people feel like it's a normal thing to wear a mask at that point because you've been conditioned to do it for 4 or 5 years. I don't know. It's just weirdness, man. It's weird.
The all I do for me though, the mask is very cool when you mess up on your when you mess up cutting your beard and mustache, man. You mess up cutting that, you got a perfect way to cover it now. Don't look at me like that, man.
I can't really. I've had the same barber since shit, like I think 9 or 10th grade of high school. I trust my barber, Johnny. Like, the guy has been lining me up since high school. I don't think he's ever messed up. And because of that, I've never switched barbers. My hairline's never messed up. Hair's always been on point. No complaints. I can't relate. I'm sorry, man.
Look, I sometimes frequent barbers because I'll be moving in the city. You know, but the current guy I have right now, he's doing a good job. But so this I have some moments he be forgetting what I like, what I want. So like, I got a specific way, you know, and like I just took a cut recently, and like I look in the mirror and I'm like, yo, we talked about this. I don't like this cut. This thing he's trying to do, you know. I don't know, like in the beginning when I first met him, right? He tried to do something to my goatee where he tried to make that like narrowed it down, and then just make it into a triangle. And I'm like, I told him I don't want that, and he's been sticking with that.
He kind of hit you from like 80s style, right
there. Yeah, dude. I know what he was trying to do once I saw it. I'm like, yo, I ain't with that, man. Nothing wrong with the 80s, you know. Nothing wrong with that. That's not with the trends right now.
Before you even started, did you tell him what you wanted done?
I did. I just said, look, man, I just want you to shape the goatee. Like, it's the way it naturally is going, just to shape it, and that's it, and trim it down for a bit. That's all I asked for.
Maybe he thinks that, like, triangle style is what it's actually supposed to look like, you know? Maybe that's
After a couple while, in the beginning, he started to understand what I've talked about, you know. But sometimes there's moments where he just forgets. There's some moments he forgets, and I gotta remind him, you know. Yeah. You know.
When I go to the barber, when I sit down on the chair, we don't even talk about the haircut. We talk about life. He already knows how to cut my hair, what I want.
Well, you don't got to figure out for barber. For me, there's like a good couple months where I can just do that. I just walk in, I say what's up, give him a dap, get my cut, it's the way I wanted to go, and then that's it. I don't have no worries. I take a look at it on different, you know, with different lights on, just to make sure that like a shadow is not, you know, is not covering up maybe a mistake. And it's good, but there's some moments where, like, he would forget and then immediately go straight for the off cut. And I'm like, what the fuck? And then I got it. Then at that point, I had to let him continue. Because he already. I know you never had that moment where the barber just goes straight for a cut that you didn't ask for. And it was too deep where you could not do a recourse. And you're just like, well, finish it off, dude, since you already.
So, the closest thing that I've ever had to that, right? One time, so for a while, I used to get, I used to get a skin fade, right? To get a skin fade, I used to leave the top a little longer, right? So go into the barber. But I wanted to change it. I didn't want a skin fade anymore, right? I wanted a size 3 fade, because I didn't want to like see myself. I wanted to change it up. So I got in there, and I sit down, and I'm like, just give me a skin fade, you know, top a little long, right? Consciously, I say that, because that's what I always get. And then he takes the machine, puts on the thing, goes, like, on the middle of the side, the right side of my forehead, and he cuts it. And then I see the skin. I'm like, oh crap, no man, I'm in a size 3 feet. He's like, bro, it's too late. I'm like, yeah, I know, just finish it up then.
Yeah, no, that's it though. That's it. What I used to do, what I used to do.
That was 100% my fault, because I told the dude to get sick.
See, what I used to do, and I know I was being a bother on this, I used to just, if I want to say keep my fro, right? I just want to trim it down for a bit. I would just tell the guy, like, hey, yo, dude, do me a favor. Grab me, just grab me the clippers, and I pick the size I want. Again, give me, like, the size, and just test it out for me. I used to ask that. Give me the clippers, and just test from the highest setting, from the largest size, and just keep trimming down. Cut, and I'll let you know how low I want this to go. If I don't trust them, that's how I want to go. I'm saying, dude, I will pay you extra just to do that, so you can remember what size cut I want. It's a bit of a bother, I know that. I know in the comment section some people are going to be saying that's too much, but hey, look, man. When it comes to your parents, that is like an art for yourself.
Yeah.
That's you displaying yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you buy a certain shirt, buy yourself some Jordans.
You gotta go to the job interview, and you show up with your hairline all crooked. Even if the person looking at you doesn't understand what's going on with your hairline.
Oh, no, I let them know. Dude, on interviews, man, I usually do them 3 days before, and I let my barber know what it is. I said, look, dude, I need that professional cut, okay? I got money on the line right now, man. All I need is for you to maintain the line. That's all I ask. Retain the line. If you mess up my line, I am off. My frequency is off. My rhythm is off. Because during that whole interview, I'm just thinking about my hairline. I'm like, yo, this dude, fuck, messed me up.
It's like you have a first date or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And your hairline messed up. You automatically got no game because it's calling
it a day. Nah. You're wearing a hat all day. I don't wear hats, but I tell you one thing, man. I would immediately buy myself a Yankee hat, put that on the whole day. Have I ever what?
Tried to shake yourself up.
Oh hell no. No.
So let me tell you, right? I was supposed to go out with all my boys. Alright, it's like a big, like, you know, because we graduated, like an all-star game at one of those boys' house, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I've been seeing a lot of my friends since high school, right? A lot of these people. I got the high school people, you know, like my normal circle of friends, but then like all the other people associated with you inside to have like the band and house for the all-star game, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just, my barber is very popular, right? Yeah, because he's very good. He's not messed up. There's no mistakes, right? If you want him to cut your hair on Saturday night, you need to call him a week. Like, let's say you want him to cut your hair a week from now, you gotta call him today.
Yeah.
Maybe you might have to call him a week and a half before whatever you want to call him. So, this is like a spur of the moment type of thing. I could not get my hair cut. No matter what, I could not get my hair cut. And this guy, he cuts really well. Like, he starts at like 8 in the morning, guy's cutting to like 10, 11 in the night, and he cannot squeeze in like a little jam pack, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I can't get a haircut. I decided to shave myself up, and that did not go well for my hairline.
And see, and that's why I would never try to do something.
I should not have done that because I got my haircut a week and a half before this, right? So it was still really good looking. But you know when it's fresh. Just and then
you get your dude. Your confidence be on super mode right there, man. Once you get that fresh lineup,
I'm gonna just take a razor and I'm gonna just like cut it down, make sure everything is smooth, and I'll be fine. So I pull the razor on the left side, perfect. Pull it all the way to the middle, right? again, so I wore a beanie in the house. I wore a beanie. I was like, nah, man, you know, it's part of the fit. You know, what was gonna say, part of the fit. But I had a gray beanie. I had a gray sweater. Just part of the fit, man.
That's it, man. If I have a messed up cut, I don't have no hats, nothing to cover it, no hoodie, I ain't going out. I ain't going out, you know? Because to all the people, to everyone who's not from New York, when you have a messed up hairline, from the youngest age of, I'll even say 7, you would be dissed on every moment, every area you go to. And I mean everywhere. You 7 years old, go to the classroom, everyone is roasting you. Everyone is cutting you. We call cutting your ass, dude. That's how bad it gets.
100%, right? Ever since elementary school, you walk in class, first thing everybody's looking at is in your hairline. Is that shit crooked? Like, bro, what your hairline crooked? Like, the moment your hairline is crooked, you get
flayed. Mm-hmm. You get lines like, man, that your line is so crooked, it's crooked like your teeth. That's fucked up. That's mad. Yeah. That's mad. Yeah. That's bad.
That's what I'm saying, bro. That's not what I found at barber in high school. And come on, man, it's high school. You know, you don't want to, you know, you do. That's what you do not want to mess up hair on in high school. When I found my barber to cut the hair on, it is done. But when I got seen one of my boys, he gets his hair cut at the same barber. Every single Saturday. Like, we got this love close to the haircut. He gets his hair cut every single Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
For 52 weeks. Because my barber, he has a calendar, right? His name is there, 9 o'clock, 9 a.m. Every single Saturday for the whole year. He booked already. My boy got that spot. I didn't say.
Because once you find a good barber, you ain't moving. Yeah. Unless you have to. You know, unless you have to.
And the same goes for me. Because now I cut my hair on Sundays, right? So every other Sunday. If you call my barber right now and you tell him you want a haircut for Sunday, and if it's a Sunday at 9 a.m. that I got booked, they don't put you over. But the only up until the Sunday. And as soon as the summer starts, I'm like, yeah, just repeat it. And just go get my hair cut. Like, I don't even call anymore. I'm just there every other Sunday. I'm there for my haircut.
Yeah, man. Look, hairstyle is important. That's the art right there, man. That's you just showing the world who you are. If you got a messed up one, everyone looking at you. You be in the subway, and even the crazy man that shows up every 8 o'clock in the morning is just looking at you. And that dude's talking to himself. He's talking to himself, and he's talking to his imaginary friend, and just saying, yo, that guy's hair is messed up. Mm-hmm.
And then he'll come over to you with the money he just begged for. He'll probably give it to you, like, go fix your hair, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Probably
he's going to hand you that $10 and say, hey, man, like, I know a good guy down in Brooklyn. Just to get off right here, take a left, be right there, to give him $10 and just tell him, you know, crazy Sal. Gotcha. Uh-huh.
Haircut is most. I think it's the biggest thing for a guy. Haircut, man.
Yeah,
I can't think of anything else.
Oh no, it's hair is the most important thing for a guy, man. The moment if you ever find out that your barber has been pushing your hairline back, that is so devastating for a man. That is so devastating for a dude. If you just find out that your barber has been pushing your hairline back. And I'm not by mistake, it's on purpose.
Yeah.
And he didn't want, and your barber don't got the heart to tell you, yo, my man, I don't know if you're stressed. I don't know if you're eating right. But you're receding, bro.
Uh-huh.
You're receding, bro. You know what I'm saying? You're receding, bro. I don't know.
That's when you change barbers and you get a bottle leak. Like, bro, you gotta bring it down, man. You gotta bring the chair back down.
Well, hopefully that barber's making mistakes, because if you tell the other barber to bring it down, he said, I can't, man. I can't. Look, a dude would rather take having gray hair at a young age than to find out he's losing hair.
Yeah. So,
Yeah, because
like,
no, because gray hair, you can always get that special dye.
Like, you should have been, I feel like, if my hairline receded at some point, I'm going cobalt, I'm shaving it. You got to own it at that point. There's nothing else to do.
See, you know what it is? I always thought about if that day will ever come. And it's like, how do you make sure you cut, you know, you shave your head and make sure you got no nicks? Cause you ever shaved your beard and you nick your beard? That shit hurts.
Yeah. Like, so like,
you
know, my dad, he shaves his whole head by himself and he does a perfect job. But if people go to the barber to get their head shaved, and I can understand why, because you can cut the back of your head. But I think if I was to ever lose hair, I would just go football and you gotta own it at that point.
Oh yeah, no, I'm not gonna be that dude that's gonna just ask the barber to, like, just shave it, just keep shaving it, you know?
Yeah, no. You be that dude with the passionate thing in the middle, and then you got the hair surrounding it, and you tell the barber, just line up that hole in the middle of my mouth, you know? That's my
hair. Okay, what? I always wonder about that. It's like, dude, like the receding, I can understand getting the shape up, right? It's receding. Uh-huh. Eventually, it's gonna stop. And if it stops, hopefully it stops where it doesn't make your face look weird, right? But if you start having that little circle in the back, you might as well shave the whole thing or just shave the top, you know, and just go do the, you know, go have the old fashioned hairstyle where you have the sides and the back.
You see a lot of people that just have like that patch in the middle. Leave it like that, man. I would just
own the ball. I don't know. Own it and put a hat over it, you know, because it's like, what's the point of the shape up if the back is getting a circle, you know? Like, what's the point, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not bald shaming nobody, you know. That's a man's greatest fear.
I would own a ball.
Definitely, man. Definitely. Oh, man. But back to this New York stuff, man. Back to New York stuff, you know. Let's get back from the tone. Let's give the audience update on just how New York is right now, you know. Like, it's crazy out here, man. It's crazy out here. Like, back to your answer of how I feel about the subway, man. I'm like, right now, I care a lot more about having, like, you know, the poles clean, the seats clean, people not coughing, but I'm also on alert, bro. I'm more alert than I ever was in the mid-2000s. Like, in the early 2000s, I was alert. Going up to the mid-2000s, I'm alert. But then the moment we hit 2014, you know, I wasn't alert as I was supposed to, you know. I was listening to my music. Going on social media, going on YouTube, you know, while waiting for my trains. But now, bro, now it's going, dude, right now it's going back to old 2000s, man. It's going even worse.
The homeless population through the roof right now. I think the crime rate in New York, like, you have to be New York, you always have to be on, but like, it was relatively, in my opinion, odds of something happening, I thought was so low post-COVID to now anything can happen at any time. Like, when you're walking on that train, it's insane. I remember before COVID, I worked at the office and I would walk to the train, and you know, I wouldn't see a lot of homeless people. Maybe once a week, I might see one or two.
Mm-hmm.
While walking to the train. I'm talking about one or two for the whole week. Now, it's one to two per block on the way to the train. And it's like, it's sad because, like, you know, what happened to these people, you know, whether it's loss of jobs or they got
Oh, the cost of living just got raised up.
Yeah.
Just got raised to the roof. Where even if you all working, man, it don't matter. It don't matter.
Like, dude, I was reading this news article where this one guy, he has a job, right? But his job couldn't pay the rent. So he's got a business. So it's like, you know.
Dude, I read an article, right? Where, like, the same scenario, but this dude decided to go and camp out at his actual desk office since barely no one is at the office during the time of the pandemic. You know? Eventually got found out and unfortunately got let go, but that, dude, think about that. Think about that. You going to work every day and one day you get that notice that they raised the rent and you can't afford it. It's not the fact that you don't got anything. You just don't got enough for it. And now you have to figure out where you're going to be at. And then you look at the market, right? You look at the market. Normally you think, okay, I just got to suck it up and live in a much more rougher neighborhood. But even the rougher neighborhoods are just being raised to the raised roof as well. And now you're...
It's not that, like, you know, like some people may argue to just, you know, get a higher paying skill, right? You know, even look at us, we're college grads, working a career, making middle class income, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's rough, but because, you know, others think the rent might be $1,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at New York where if you find something in the mid-2000s, you don't want it.
Dude.
You're looking at $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 a month in rent in New York. That's New York for
you. Dude, I was in the subway, right? And I'm hearing a dude who, the way it sounds like the conversation, right? He seems to be the real estate dude that helps people get apartments, right? And I'm hearing a conversation. This dude is telling the guy on the other line, just, look, man, I'll be honest with you, man. You can't talk to me unless you got about $2,500 if you want a place in Queens.
Yeah.
Just Queens. That's all I got. That's all I have right now, Queens. But you can't talk to me if you don't got $2,500.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't got a $2,500. Don't talk to me.
Like, okay, $2,500, you know, the car is to make that in the job, but then you gotta cater for your bills. You gotta cater for groceries.
You got the electric bill.
Yeah.
You got that cable bill or internet bill.
A couple hundred dollars. Probably $2,500. You know, so like, it's ridiculously expensive. And I can understand why this homeless population is so high. And then, you know, back to everything. That's high. Crime rate is high.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Because the one thing you don't want is to get robbed. Don't want to get attacked. And the biggest fear for any New Yorker, for all New Yorkers, for everybody, anybody in New York City who travels in the subway, you don't want to get pushed into the subway.
Yeah, and like, you know, I was just like, new thing out is when you push the car into the subway, then the fuck's about it is you get hit by a train, you're done.
Dude, you touch that third rail, you're done. You touch that third rail, you cooked immediately, just cooked.
Yeah, and like, the morbid thing about it too is if you survive that push, you get hit by the train and you survive that, you're crippled.
Yeah.
There's no winning. You're done. Whether you live or you die, you're done.
Nah, man, that's crazy. And you look at the bus. You look at the bus situation right now. The bus drivers are blocking people from coming to the back. You know, back in the day, you're like, if you don't have your metro card, you don't got that $2.75. You just wait till someone leaves out the back, and you just come right in the back. If you do the type of things, like, the bus drivers cannot let nobody do that.
Think about it. We and you are talking about it. What happens? You bump into the wrong person's shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And now you've got to go from the back of the bus all the way to the front of the bus. What's the odds of bumping into somebody?
Oh, that's high right there, man. You better hope those. You better hope they have a good control of their temper.
Yeah, man. Dude, have you ever taken one of those Queens Manhattan buses?
Queens Manhattan
like
bus.
Like the Queens Manhattan, the Brooklyn Manhattan, the Bronx Manhattan, the big MTA buses. That
look like see, I be taking the Queens buses, right, and the Brooklyn buses, but
yeah,
I. You mean the ones that go straight from Queens all the way to Manhattan?
Yeah, that's what I mean. The Queens of Manhattan, the Brooklyn Manhattan, the Bronx
Manhattan. No, I take the subway, man.
Yeah, that's the thing. What I've heard, the bows are pretty nice. And then the coach bus on the inside, like, when you get a nice...
Dude, the Long Island Railroad has a better... has a better better situation right there, man. You sit in that, you get comfortable in their seats. Oh, you good. You ever take them shits?
Yeah. I've taken the buses. It's just like a regular
bus. Wait. Shit, dude, what was the one I was on where they had more had a comfortable seat? Metro North? Was that Metro North I took? Because you ever got so tired, bro, where, like, you start falling asleep while standing?
Every single day, bro. In the past, post-COVID, once I hopped on a train, whether I was sitting or I was standing, I was
asleep. See?
Now I don't do that, but I would hate to go to sleep.
Yeah, nah, before it's happening right now, the subway... I would do that, right? But for the bus, I try not to do that because I get. I'll be that guy that'll wake up in a shock, just shock, because I gotta make sure I don't miss my stop. You know what I'm saying? Like the subway, you can like open your eyes and you look at the current stop you're at, and you're like, okay, cool, I'm three stops away, cool. The bus, nah, bro. If I don't remember the neighborhood. I'll be like, oh, I get off now. I gotta get my ass out of here now. Can't miss my stop.
Yeah.
Unless I'm the last stop.
Mm-hmm.
How about you?
Yeah. Nah, same exact thing. Same exact thing. Now, especially. I can't remember the last time I took. Well, I can't. Post-COVID, I took a nap. Nowadays, it doesn't happen. And that nap was essentially. That was my version of morning coffee. And that would help me function for the day. And then going home, that was my way of having energy to do stuff after work.
Mm-hmm. But now you don't, man. Now you just, you have your eyes open. You're only P's and Q's.
Yeah.
But let's get on a lighter note. The people are able to go outside, hang out with each other, you know, see concerts, give hugs, handshakes, daps, you know what I'm saying? Like, I gotta tell you this, man.
Uh-huh.
When I first met up with my homies, I forgot how to do a proper dap.
It's a lot, man, but you know what? Everybody to our social media so that way they can check up on us.
We on Instagram, you're on Twitter. Hang on, give me a moment. I'm looking at it right now. So we got the Two Broken Now NYC podcast on Twitter. So it's at Two Broken NYC. You know.
Okay. What about Instagram?
The Instagram is Two Broken NYC. You know, just kind of keep it simple. Just gotta keep that simple. Yeah, you know. Yeah.
That's right, guys. So just check us out, like you know we say. Send us some comments. We're gonna have clips on there from the episode to keep you guys entertained. We're gonna be posting throughout. We want to engage with you guys, but you guys gotta engage with us first. So definitely check us out on Twitter. Check us out on Instagram.
You know, let us know. Let us know what you want.
Yeah. Let us know anything you want us to touch on in NYC and anything just in general. Let us know if you make an episode about it. And with that being said.
Oh, wait, hang on, bro. Whoa, wait on 1 minute, man. How are we going to promote the social medias but not the platforms? Come on, man. Come on. What platforms? So you're telling me we're not on Spotify? We're not on Apple Podcasts? We're not on Google Podcasts? We're not on YouTube, bro? All
right, so do the plugs. I told you to do the plugs, bro.
Well, we're doing it right now, bro. You can catch us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, YouTube. The name is just Two Broke NYC, you know? That's the name. That's what we are right now, you know what I'm saying? But, yo, that's what we're doing, man. That's what we're doing, man. Right, bro?
Uh-huh. Well, now I'll at the right time. So, guys, we'll catch you on the next one.
All right. Catch you on the next stop.